Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Fraud Prevention Month. Joining us in studio with details, we've got Constable Darren Fisher here with Stratford Police Service with lots to talk about this morning. Darren, it's good to see you once again.
Great to see you too, Jamie. Thanks a lot for having me on for this important topic.
You bet. So March, as we know, is Fraud Prevention Month, and Stratford Police Service want people to be aware, get engaged, get involved. We're still hearing this time and time again in the news that people, unfortunately, are falling victim to fraud.
Yeah, sadly, Jamie, we got some stats from the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, and the numbers are outstandingly high. $501 million lost Canada-wide in financial loss. So that's big, Jamie. I think what we really need to focus on is creating awareness.
Exactly. And as you mentioned there, the economic impact alone from fraud is just, it's devastating.
Yeah, it is. It is devastating. And it's sad to see that it's continuing. I think it's important for us to remember that these scammers are good.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about that $501 million as well. And sadly, I truly believe that that's really only the tip of the iceberg as well. Because most people, when they fall victim to a scam or something does happen, they feel that shame, they feel that embarrassment, and they don't report it. So who knows what the actual number is, but $501 million Canada-wide is a lot.
Okay, so if someone falls a victim to fraud or a scam, report it. That's really tops of the list there.
Yeah, there's two steps. So if you've fallen victim to a scam and you've experienced financial loss or loss of personal information, call your local police. So if you're here in Stratford, call us 519-271-4141. However, if you've experienced a fraud and you wish to report it without a financial loss, you can contact the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. So type that into Google. The website pops right up. There's a phone number. There's also a web format that you can file a report through as well.
Okay. And I know the Stratford Police Service, with this being Fraud Prevention Month, more information and more tips are being put out to this month. But as you mentioned, it's not just phone calls. It's emails. It's pop-ups. It's text messages.
Yeah. Everybody is bombarded with these scams every day. I know I'm getting phone calls all day. I get text messages. I get emails. It's happening to me. It's happening to everybody in our community. And I think the important thing is, again, I'm going to emphasize this over and over again, is creating awareness. So regardless of whether it's a phone call, regardless of whether it's a pop-up or a text message, the tactics are all relatively the same. They're using emotional triggers to try to get us to react, to try to cause fear, to try to pull on our heartstrings, to try to fulfill somebody's need for something that is going on.
Yeah, or even sometimes it can be just a quick message with a, you know, whatever, and then click here. And then you're not even thinking about something like that, and you're clicking it right away.
Yeah, and that's why that awareness is so important. And if we can continue this conversation and continue talking about, oh, I got this text message, it had this link on it. Oh, I got this phone call today, it was this content. If we can continue that conversation, regardless of what the tactic is, we're going to be prepared because we've created that awareness.
Exactly. And a big shout out to the many Stratford and area businesses, and certainly throughout Perth County, that have really helped in terms of someone that thought they were buying gift cards or something like that. And many Stratford businesses have, the red flag has gone up and prevented something from happening. So that's outstanding in terms of community involvement.
Absolutely. I strongly believe that store clerks are the first stage of defense. If you have somebody coming into your business and they're trying to buy multiple gift cards or hundreds of dollars of gift cards, mm-hmm. sometimes you can just ask a simple question as to why. And when you ask that question, it may cause a trigger for them to think about what is going on here.
Exactly.
But I want to commend them as well, because that question is being asked, those prevention tactics are happening, mm-hmm. and at times as well, if that individual buying those cards isn't believing that they're being scammed, if they are truly thinking that what they're doing is needed, contact us and we mm-hmm. can come and have a conversation with that person as well. And that is happening. So thank you. Thank you very much to all of those store clerks who are out there fighting against fraud every day.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right there. And we should mention, too, that there are information sessions happening. There are many banks and financial institutions holding information sessions. And in fact, there's one coming up this month, information session on frauds and scams. This is presented by Municipality of West Perth and Perth County OPP. And that's for Thursday, March 16th at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the West Perth Municipal Office in Mitchell. So again, you can get more information. Attend these sessions. There's information there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I just did one at the Friendship Center in St. Mary's earlier this week. We had 60 people out, and it was a great conversation. And really, like, I want to emphasize that over and over again. It's conversation. It's through awareness that we're going to be able to prevent these scams from happening.
All right. Lots of great information with Stratford Police Service, again, with Fraud Prevention Month. And as we mentioned, more information with Stratford Police Service coming out through the month of March, kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to try to pop out little bits of information here and there just to keep that conversation going.
Yeah, let's keep this conversation going and help each other as a community, for sure. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service about Fraud Prevention Month. Thanks so much for the details, Darren. And Darren, just before I let you go, it was great to see you out with Stratford Winterfest. We didn't have any snow, but boy, we had lots of fun for that event.
It was a great event. There was a ton of people out. As soon as I pulled into the cruiser, I was bombarded with kids, and everybody was coming over, asking questions, looking at the car. It was a great day.
Absolutely, and great to have you as part of our community. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. It is Fraud Prevention Month. Details with mystratfordnow.com. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.